Welcome to day 15 of the 21 Days of Calm. The last few days, we've been discussing various patterns we fall into, like our pattern to compromise life balance when we get busy, and our tendency to believe our thoughts without questioning their validity. Today, we're going to talk about another pattern, our tendency to get pulled into automatic responses when we're triggered. There are many things that trigger us in life. But there's usually a few things that test our patience more than most. For example, think about that one person in your life who frequently gets under your skin. Most of us have someone in our lives like this. Often it's a family member or a coworker who always seems to say just the wrong thing. Some of us respond to people who trigger us with anger and lash out. Others might grit their teeth and withdraw passive-aggressively. Others bury their irritation in food or a smoke. We all have our individual automatic responses to the things that trigger us. Here's the problem. The more frequently we act in a certain way, the more automatic and habitual those responses become. Whether we grab a drink or yell and storm out of a room so fast we don't have a chance to catch ourselves, each time we repeat a particular response, the more it becomes ingrained. Early in life, our responses are easy to change. They're like lines drawn in the sand that can be easily washed away. But with repetition, those lines become more permanent, as though they're carved in stone. We don't want to be that person who doesn't have self-restraint and is always yelling at their kids or partners, or the type of person who shuts down and says no to opportunity when fear arises. So how can we break our habitual reactive patterns? Well, we have to interrupt the momentum of our reactiveness before we get caught in it. With practice, we can begin to catch ourselves before we react. As you can imagine, this is difficult to do. So in the beginning, if we can even catch ourselves while we're reacting, it's a great place to start. Whether it's before we respond, as we respond, or even just after, awareness is the first step to change. So for today's meditation, we're going to practice catching ourselves before getting lost in the momentum of reaction. To start, find a comfortable position on a cushion or chair and close your eyes. Bring your hands together. Rest them softly in your lap. Sit in a posture that embodies wakefulness and let your body rest easily. Turn your attention to the feeling of the breath. Breathe in and out in a natural rhythm, following the breath. Observe it flow in and out. Just breathe naturally. Follow the inhale from the start of the in-breath to its completion. Notice the small gap just before the inhale turns into an exhale. Then follow the exhale till its very end. Start again with the inhale. Follow it. Follow it all the way until its completion. Then allow for the gap and begin your exhalation. Be with your breath in still awareness from moment to moment. As you breathe, notice the pull of your attention. Distractions will come in forms of thoughts and ideas, body sensations, and sounds. Each time you notice you're pulled away, notice the pull and simply come back to the breath. Practice catching yourself each time you have a thought. Your thoughts will try and catch you, tempting you to follow them. Become aware as they lure you towards them. Each time a thought appears, notice that you're being pulled. Catch yourself as quickly as you can and bring your mind back to the breath, over and over. Notice where your mind is. Were you drawn away from the breath by a thought or a distraction? Were you drawn to sound or sensation? Were you caught up in an emotion? There are all kinds of pulls for your attention during practice. Notice how you get caught by them. As soon as you see it happening, try and observe it as a witness. So you can actually watch how you're pulled away by distraction. When we first start to notice the pull, most of us catch ourselves after we've been pulled away from the breath, already lost deep in thought. It could be seconds, minutes, or even the entire practice. But as we continue paying attention to the pull, we begin to notice it earlier. After a while, we're noticing the pull as it's happening rather than after. This is amazing progress. Each time you get pulled away by thought, emotion, or sensation, notice what's happening and return to the breath, paying attention, moment by moment. Sometimes strong emotions rise during practice, triggering us, just like in day-to-day life. As the emotion sneaks up on you, bring awareness to your response. See if you can break the momentum and return to the breath. Alternatively, you might be replaying an event in your mind that occurred in the past, something that triggered you. Or you could be playing out a future event that has yet to occur, responding with anxiety as though it were happening right now. These are great opportunities to practice catching yourself. As soon as you notice a trigger and feel yourself about to react, do your best to catch yourself. Each time you do, it'll weaken the habitual response. Come back to awareness. Bring yourself back to the breath, back to the present moment. In our lives, there are so many triggers. It's easy to lose awareness, get drawn to the pull, and caught up in the momentum of our emotions. As our awareness develops, we're able to take this practice off the floor and into the real world. When we do, we begin to notice our responses to our children or parents or partners becomes less reactive. We're able to catch ourselves before we lash out. We're able to better resist the pull of our addictions, catching ourselves before we fall into a depressed state and before we take that second drink. If we can catch ourselves for even a split second, just before we react, or are able to observe it as it's happening, we can lessen the degree of our reactiveness. As soon as we feel the pull of strong emotion, we can practice bringing awareness to the moment, breaking the habit of reaction. Some ways to stop the pull are to bring our attention to the breath, or go for a walk, or do anything that could help de-escalate what's happening. This is really a lifetime commitment. Our habitual patterns are insidious, and if we don't catch them, they'll continue to grow stronger and stronger. But if we practice working with them and catch ourselves just long enough to step back, observe what's happening, and offer them the opportunity to pass by like clouds in the sky, we're on our way. And as the practice finishes, keeping your eyes closed, gently wiggle your fingers and toes, and bring your attention back to the room. Take a moment to notice how you feel. Then gently open your eyes. Congratulations for completing day 15 of the 21 Days of Calm. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 16, where we'll be learning to work with difficult emotions. Have a great day, and we'll see you then.